This morning, we're going to come from Joshua chapter 1, and that's verse 1 through 7. And we read, start by saying, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' ministering, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan," and I want y'all to think about that, "thou and all this people unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel, every place that thy sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, for the day in the wilderness, and this Lebanon, and even unto the great rivers of Euphrates, all land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast." Now you should underline that. In verse 5, it goes on to say, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage." And I need somebody to be encouraged out there today. "For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to go to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest." And that's a very key element there. And I wanted to share with you because this was a paradigm shift, and it was a transition. We understand here in the text that Moses had just transitioned on with the Lord, and the Lord took Moses and walked with him and took him through that transition. And now the Lord is now speaking to Joshua and letting him know that Moses had died, and now it's time for you to pick your head up and be encouraged and do everything that I've called you to do. And one thing I want to caution those of my listeners about: sometimes we have to forget about the past, because sometimes the past things in our lives becomes a hindrance. And Joshua was in a position that he wanted to move forward. He was used to fighting battles. He was used to conquering. But now God moved him into transition of leadership. And I believe at this time in this season that God is about to get ready to start moving some of you all to leadership, whether it's running companies, whether it's becoming CEOs, whether it's becoming pastors or bishops and things and the fivefold gifts of ministry, or whether it's being a leader in your own home, you know, or being a great father to your kids and a great mother. But this is a tragedy here, because as I look and scan, I was just kind of looking at the Los Angeles County homeless. And that's one thing that I want to look at, because, see, he telling Joshua that I need you to transition, and I have given you land and I've given you coast. And sometime as leaders, and I'm transitioning here, so you got to follow me as I go, we have to understand that God has preordained us before the foundation of this world, and he's given us kingship and rulership, and he's given us dominion. And I believe some of us have fallen back, and I was guilty at one point too, and not understanding the value of who I was and the value of who we are at times. And I look at the charts of our homeless rate charts. And if you look at between 2015 to 2017, in 2015, we had 31,025 unsheltered homeless in the Los Angeles County, which is a strong tragedy. And then you had 13,334 people that were in shelters. So you had 31,000 people out of homes in 2015, and that total amount to 44,359 homeless people just in the Los Angeles County just in 2015. And that's a tragedy. Now, we're not talking about all of the homeless just all in Los Angeles County, but that it jumped up to that rate. And if you look at the mark of in 2017, when you look at the charts, it jumped up from 31,000 to 42,828 homeless, unsheltered people that don't live in shelter homes. And so that's another tragedy. And you had 14,966 people that were living in shelters. So if you look at the comparison of those numbers, total those numbers together in 2017, you have 57,794 homeless people that are out in the Los Angeles County alone. And when I bring this to, it's very significant because all of those people have went through a transition, and it's been made so hard, even with different landlords and different governments and things that have been put in place. It has made it so difficult for people to even get shelter or get homes or even rent or buy. And I believe that we as a people and have a voice, it is time to speak up about these things that's taking place. And, it's gotten so critical that even if you do have a lot of money in the bank, but because you may have went through a couple of hiccups with your credit or maybe a couple of things that hit you, as far as your background, You're trapped and not able to get housing, and we have to understand that God has given us the power to pursue and the power to have dominion, and we have to begin to continue to focus and understand the significance of who we are in Christ and understanding the King's domain that He has given us, and it's the power of the voice that we have to start voicing these things, and not only setting the charge in our country or in our region or wherever we are in our communities to understand that we as a people have a voice. And number two, if you're a believer, you have faith. And the Bible talks to us in Hebrews that we walk by faith and not sight. And so now we have to bring forth a declaration to our faith and understand that we declare the things of God, because God do not desire for us to be homeless. God don't desire for us to be without finances. God do not desire for us to be without food. And without shelter and then our kids at the same time, He want all of us to be enriched or empowered. And we see here in Joshua that He tells Joshua that I've given you all of the land and I've given you all the coast, but you have to be very courageous at this time, because sometimes we feel as if that we sit back on a back burner as if it's just going to be given to us by other people. And so we have to realize that we have been empowered to prosper. We have been empowered and endued with power of the Holy Ghost to giving us an unction to function and to have wisdom. But know that the power that God has invested in our lives, and knowing that the word, the Bible says in Proverbs that life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat the fruits thereof. And so He's telling Joshua that this season, I want you to be very courageous, and don't take this out of content. Now, I'm not saying be radical and be crazy out there, but what I am saying is declaring and decreeing the things that God has for you, and He's given them lands, and some of us are not even, haven't even embarked upon our houses that's in our name. I mean, if you searched your ancestry, somebody probably left you a will or a living trust that you haven't even researched and found, and you may have all kind of land or all kind of housing or all kind of finances, but you've been somewhat in a stupor. You know, you've been somewhat discouraged or felt, counted out. And I begin to share with people all the time, just because you see someone that's on the street don't mean that they're not in their right mind, and just because you see somebody walking down the street, maybe perhaps talking to themselves, somebody may be walking down declaring the great things that God has for them, and trying to pull themselves back out of that the hog's pen that they've been in by declaring that, hey, I am more than a conqueror. I am a lender and not a borrower. And sometimes we got to begin to speak. The Bible tells David, the Lord tells him that you need to encourage. The Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. And so when we look at Joshua, he tells him not only are you going to be blessed, but I've given land to the people that you are leading. And so as a leader, we have to understand that not only are we going to be taken out, but as far as out of the situations we in, as far as the negativity, but we're going into the land of promise. And not only we're not supposed to go by ourselves, but we're supposed to take other people with us. And this is what the Lord is saying. And He's telling Joshua, don't get caught up because Moses has transitioned, because I've given you now power to take these people to the next level of their lives. And this is something to be encouraged about, because when you look at the significance of Joshua, again, was a fighter. And when you look at the background of this book describes the conquest and a division of the land of Canaan, and is set against the background of the corrupt and brutal features of the Canaanite religion, depicted clearly. They had prostitution, they had both sexes, infant sacrifices, and religious secretion were some of the evils for which God commanded the Israelites to exterminate the inhabitants of the Canaan. And so we as a believer have to get back in our rightful place in our land and understand why we're here. Why are we decreeing and declaring that our communities will be a better place to live for families? Our community will be a better place to live for our kids to raise, and not allow terrorism or terrorists come and just devalue our community. Now, we as leaders are supposed to infuse and empower those that somebody may be saved, delivered, and set free. And terrorists, I'm not saying people coming from other countries. I'm not saying that people, you got some people that's in our own communities trying to break down the order, the oracles of God, those who are trying to come against the grain of the purpose of what God has put us here for. And these people, I'm sure, that were living from place to place, because Joshua, now you have to understand, it was coming from the wilderness. And so they lived in tents and all that for many, many years. The Bible said that they circled around in the wilderness for 40 years. And so in the desert place, and because they was afraid to possess the land, they was afraid to go get what God had showed them and gave them, dealing with the Canaanites. So sometimes obstacles is going to be hard seemingly, but God has given you, he has given you the spirit to pursue and to conquer. The Bible says that as Paul declares that he have not given you the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. And so when you walk into pursuing after the things that God has purposed in you, he's going to make sure that he provide everything for you. And so what Joshua and them had to do, Joshua as a leader and the priests as leaders, they had to put their feet in the water first for that Jordan to part, and then the other people were to follow after that. And so we have to understand that somebody got to get out and be a voice. Somebody, there need to be a prophet in the land that's going to declare and talk to certain type of groups. I always tell my congregation, I know I'm called to the inner city. I know I come from different various backgrounds, and I understand that that's my ministry. That's what my anointing is. You know, and some people are ordained to talk to those that are in homeless situations and those that are out there on the street. Some people are ordained to talk to CEOs and governors and things of that nature. So what I'm saying is the voice definitely needs to be heard, and there's many activists out there that need to be heard, and make sure when we're declaring these things, it's the will of God, and it's not never to bring terrorism or breaking down humanity, but it's always about empowering and taking us up to the next level, because that's what God's desire is when it comes down to the kingdom of heaven. And Joshua had to transition. And when you look in the New Testament, when you deal with the Synoptic Gospel, one of the greatest voices at that time was John the Baptist, if you remember. And it wasn't that he was always living in a prestige. He wasn't even in prestige. The Bible says that he ate locusts and wild honey, and he was dressed in camel's hair and camel skin. And you got to understand that he come from a priest background. He was the cousin of Jesus. Mary and Elizabeth were cousins, and so you have to understand that his whole prophetic gift and his voice were to the people in the wilderness. And so we cannot forget about our brothers and sisters that's out there. Maybe they may not walk according to what you feel that they should walk, but they still are souls. And Joshua had to understand that he had to take up this mantle and go back after these people and those that were walking with him and say, hey, we're going over this Jordan. And sometimes that Jordan is an obstacle that's trying to hold you back. Sometimes that Jordan is a family member. That Jordan is a friend. That Jordan is somebody that's trying to stop you from getting to destiny. But it's something about declaring what God has said to you. And this is a time for you to be encouraged and come out of that hog pen. Maybe you've been depressed. Maybe you've been, you're angry. Maybe you've been let down or people walked out on you. But this is where the Lord is saying that you have to be very courageous. You have to be encouraged. You have to be strong and of good courage, because I'm taking you to the next dimension of your life. And I know I'm talking to somebody out there. And that's something that I really want you to take home in on when you read this scripture and you understand the significance of what God is saying to Joshua. And I believe there's many Joshuas out there right now. And this is not a male gender specific thing, because there's some of you that God has been ministering to you about, and some of you that he's promised you where he want to take you, but you've been your own your own hindrance to a degree, or you allow somebody to hinder you. And as he told Joshua, don't worry about the Canaanites. I'm telling you, don't worry about the problem that you're facing right now, because God has given you the provision to get that. And some of you that's going through, maybe you're looking for housing, maybe you're looking for some place of refuge. And I'm telling you to start declaring the word of God over your life. You're more than a conqueror. You know that you're a lender and not a borrower. You know you're the head and not the tail. You have to declare the scriptures over your life. And I guarantee you that you'll see the windows of heaven open up for you. And that's the importance of the supernatural. And, you know, it's time to start walking so much in the natural all the time and start believing what God has said about you. No matter how many people called you failure, no matter how many people counted you out, but this is the time for you to declare the word of God over your life as Joshua did. And Joshua pursued and he took over into the Canaan land. And he took people with him to bless them as well. And then God is opening doors for not only you to be blessed, but making sure that you're blessing somebody around you. And if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ in your life today, I want you to repeat these words after me. Lord Jesus, I ask for forgiveness. I know I'm a sinner. And I know you died and paid the price on Calvary for my sin. I repent of my sin. And I ask you to come in my life as my Lord and personal Savior. And if you prayed that prayer, I want you to give me a call at 877-228-5100. Come visit us at Empowered Church, 2205 East Palmdale Boulevard, Suite B. And I want to continuously help you with your spiritual growth. So if you know anybody in this area, please invite them to Empowered Church in the city of Palmdale. We're here for you. God bless you. Love you.